Dr. Amalia Gonyas-Malka, welcome to Womanity, Woman in Unity, the show that celebrates prominent and ordinary African women's milestone achievements in their struggles for liberation, self-emancipation, human rights, democracy, racism, socioeconomic class division, and gender-based violence. Joining us on the line from Cape Town is Ms. Ntombizane Situ, otherwise known as Zanele Situ, who is a multi-gold medal winning athlete specializing in javelin, discus, and shot put. With a sporting career that began in 1988, spanning almost three decades, if I were to list all of Zanele's achievements, they would take up half the show. She has won numerous national and international competitions, set world records, participated in three Paralympic Games, taking her to China, Australia, the United Kingdom, Netherlands, Germany, New Zealand, France, Qatar, Brazil, to name a few. Welcome to the show, Zanele.
Thank you.
Zanele, when I was doing the research on you for the show, as I mentioned in the introduction, I was left speechless as I read through some of your achievements. A few of them I'd like to share with our listeners. In 2000, Zanele was awarded with the Order of Ikhamanga in silver for outstanding achievements during the Sydney Paralympic Games, and she served as a role model for all South Africans. In 2003, she was selected as Sports Ambassador for South Africa at the ICC Cricket World Cup. In 2004, she won the Wang Yun Dai Achievement Award. Between 2009 and 2016, she received the Mutti Sports Colors. In 2014, she was a finalist for G-Sports Woman of the Year with a Disability. She is currently ranked third in the world in javelin in her class. She received an award from the Minister of Sport in 2016 for outstanding performances. And most recently, Zanele was the flag bearer of Team South Africa for the Paralympic Games in 2016. That is an impressive array of achievements in comparison to any sports person in South Africa. Zanele, please can you share what drives and what motivates you?
For me to get involved in sport, I studied when I was in special school. Then I saw a lot of different activities. Anyway, something to do also for me to keep me busy. Then I start slowly as an activity without knowing that one day it will take me far to make me to be known by a lot of people around the world.
In that journey, so you said that you started in special school, you were exposed to a lot of activities. What made you pursue this particular set, so to drive forwards on the javelin, the discus, and the shot put? What were some of the factors that drove you?
As I said, I didn't know how far they would take me. I was just doing them, enjoying to do sports around the school. I did challenge myself, you know. I didn't really like to go out for the competition. I did just enjoy to do it at school just for fun. From there, really, it was a struggle for me to go for the competition because I did refuse a lot to go outside for competition. Then I did go 1988 after a long time because I really didn't want to travel. So from there, I take it slowly, but I was still enjoying it till now.
So part of this was about you believing in yourself. You were doing it really for the love of the sport, for your own benefit, and eventually people managed to tempt you out to go and compete, which I think the world is very glad that they managed to achieve that. Now, athletics, particularly the events that you participate in, javelin, discus, shot put, it requires certain elements to reach success. And those include things like sacrifice, perseverance, a single-minded focus. Can you please share with us some of the few landmarks or milestones in your career?
Somehow it's difficult sometimes to really say I did just start here. Everything, it has got to start. because also my start was a very slow start. Also something I was also trying to understand a lot more about myself on the wheelchair. Also to understand a lot of different people with disabilities. So for my involvement, it was also something that is taking me away from the wrong friends, from the fight. So I saw it as something that can take me away from the wrong doing things, but not knowing that it will take me to be a better person around the people I live in, and also getting the people around to help you to make you a better person.
You mentioned some of the challenges from being in a wheelchair and having to understand how it affects your life, how it affects other people's lives, and how they respond and react to you. Can you tell us how, because you were born able-bodied, could you just tell us a little bit about the journey of how you became disabled?
I just got sick. It was something quick. It's like getting weaker. So I stayed in the hospital for many years. Then from there, it's when I come back, I went to a special school. But even there, when I was young, I did love to do sports. To see something and try to do it. I was always challenging myself. Then also when I've got on a wheelchair, it's not something that it came to my mind that now I've changed on a wheelchair, I've never walked again. It didn't interfere with my life. But when I see a lot of people on wheelchair, on crutches, with a different disability, from there I learn a lot in my mind. If this person can do something, you know, all those that even the physios I was around is helping all the people to try to do something on their own. It was a big thing to me. Then I was learning a little bit also the ups and downs you get also when you have got a disability. It's like you're getting different from the other people. So you have to learn a little bit. Also, the way to talk to people, the way you will receive when somebody is saying something to you. So those things you have to learn slowly. You learn that anybody can change anytime.
Thank you for sharing that, because it's about almost reliving your life over of the lessons that you learned as you were growing up able-bodied and then having to navigate and change things when you became disabled. Today, we're talking to multi-gold medalist Paralympian Ms. Sanele Sithu.
Hi, this is Lira, South African Afro-soul singer and songwriter. You're listening to Womanity, Women in Unity, presented by Dr. Amelia Malka on Channel Africa, the voice of the African Renaissance, a program that celebrates prominent and ordinary African women's milestone achievements in their struggle for liberation, self-emancipation, human rights, and democracy.
You are listening to Womanity, Women in Unity on Channel Africa, the voice of the African Renaissance, on frequency 9625 kHz on the 31-meter band. Also available on DSTV channel 802. Today, we are talking to multi-gold medalist Paralympian Ms. Sanele Sithu. We would love to receive your comments on Twitter at Womanity Talk. In the previous segment of the conversation, we shared some of Zanella's many achievements throughout her nearly three-decade-long career. We spoke about how her journey into competitive sport evolved from the loved sport, how sport helped her understand herself more and helped manage her disability and utilize sport as a means of motivating herself to succeed beyond her disability. Sanele, competing at the forefront of international competition has given you fantastic insight into what it takes to get to the top of your game, and more importantly, how to stay there. Do you think that some of those same principles of getting to the top apply to business and life in general?
I would say yes. as long as you work hard to reach the top or the position you wish to reach, as long you also go with the understanding. Because when you go up, you go up with the other people. You don't go up alone, because you also work with the other people, like the coaches, the physio, the doctors, even the people around you and your family and your supporters. So anytime you go higher, you don't leave those people behind. You don't go higher alone. You don't forget them down there, because those were the first people who were there for you to reach the top. So when you are at the top there, you have to also look out of the people who are around you, who are also still down there. So a help is needed for you to be there. You are helped. So you need to also to stretch your hands to those people who are still down there. Also, when you're up there, the spirit is also needed to work with. It's not a good thing to do something to reach up there, because to work with the coach, the team, the physio, everybody around you, it's also a mission, because there are the days you don't really feel like, the days that you have a misunderstanding. So you try by all means to sit down and listen to each other. As a person, everybody do have the bad days. So it's all about the spirit you have among the people. Some people, I understand, they don't understand you when you're there training the people, able bodies, even if it's not able bodies. Some of the people with a disability, they don't understand. And as a person, you also don't understand. You sit down those people slowly once a day, get understand each other, to know a person, and you know somebody's needs, to help each other. Then the next time when you're there, you're there for everybody. Then you know this person's problem is this. It opened your eyes also, because you never know when you can get a disability. And if somebody come with a child with a disability, so you can manage to work with all the people, as long you manage to open your heart to sit down and understand all the people around you.
I think that the role of support systems, as you've mentioned and outlined, have been incredibly important contributors to success. And I also think that sometimes we tend not to think about it, but you've highlighted the importance of not only being physically fit, but also mentally fit, that the mind makes a huge contribution to things. Zanele, being in sport, and you've mentioned that in effect you have this great camaraderie between able-bodied as well as disabled sports people, and that it's almost a case of leveling the playing field. I'd like to ask you, which sportswoman have inspired you and why?
I don't know whether my answer will be right when I say people who have been, especially the women, especially those who were raped firstly, and they managed to stand up. Those people who were tortured, but they managed to stand up and also hold other people's hand to show them the right direction. And the people with the disabilities, those who really struggle from the beginning to understand the disability they had. People who have got the children with a disability, and they managed to take care of those children to make them better people for the future. People who have got cancer, people who have got HIV, those women, I admire them. Those people, I admire them. It's not really will be about, for me, it's not about the special person who will do something for me, but those people I admire, those people who are up there who also understand the other people's problem, to make them understand, like the social workers and a lot of people around. So those people, I admire them. I can't really go with a special name for a special somebody, because on my side, it doesn't have to be so-and-so because I know this person. Those people, I don't know them, but those people, I admire their work, because people, they can help me, but I won't keep the name. I will keep that there was a person who really helped me to reach here. Those people, I admire you. Those people who are like you guys there on the studio, also to reach out to the people who doesn't know that they are the future of the in the world, they can do something better. I admire you guys, because we don't know when we're out there, how do you hear somebody from the radio, and how to take the, to use those people to be on the radio to make us strong, that when you do something, you can share with the other people. Because for my side, it's like I never thought that I can make the other people to think I can do something for the world, to admire me in future, for to inspire people. So those people are, I've got a big thanks for them, because each time I learn, each time I thank, because to reach anything, it's about the people. People do make you somewhere. You work with the people to reach somewhere.
It sounds like people have been incredibly important in your life, and that you, as personal traits, have got strong elements of empathy and compassion. And although you've spoken about some of the people that you admire, you are certainly someone that we admire. And it's our job to utilize this platform for you to share your voice, for you to share your experiences, to touch all of those people who see you in terms of your performances and all the challenges that you've had to overcome in order to get to where you are today. Today, we're talking to multi-gold medalist Paralympian Miss Zanele Sithu.
Hi, my name is Yvonne Chakachaka, and I'm UNICEF and Rollback Malaria Goodwill Ambassador. You are listening to Womanity, Women in Unity, a program that celebrates prominent and ordinary African women's milestone achievements in the struggle for liberation, self-emancipation, human rights, and democracy, a program against social ills such as racism, socio-economic class division, and gender-based violence. Womanity, Women in Unity, presented by Dr. Amalia Malka every week on this day at this time.
You are listening to Womanity, Women in Unity on Channel Africa, the voice of the African Renaissance, on frequency 9625 kilohertz on the 31-meter band, also available on DSTV channel 802. Today, we're talking to multi-gold medalist Paralympian Miss Zanele Sithu. We would love to receive your comments on Twitter at Womanity Talk. In the previous segment, Zanele spoke about some of the factors of remaining at the top and how through hard work, how that applies to other areas of our environment, whether that is in the business world or in the personal world. She also spoke about the importance of support structures as enabling systems, as well as the importance of a positive mindset and being physically fit to achieve in the sporting environment. She mentioned her admiration for people who have overcome setbacks to surpass their challenges in order to succeed. Now, Zanele, one of your mottos and a powerful statement that I read from you is that you said, if you can dream it, you can achieve it. And I think that that motto brings a message of hope, inspiration, and upliftment, which helps empower people to take complete control of their lives, to realize untapped potential, fulfill both material as well as their spiritual destiny. Can you share with us some of your personal experiences behind this motto of, if you can dream it, you can do it?
Me as Vanelle, I'm a person who love to do the challenges, because when I started to become used on wheelchair, I was used to do everything. Like when I'm at home, when the people are not there, I'm left alone in the house, I will wheel around and try to reach the things that are far from me, because every time when they leave, they put everything close so that I can reach easier. Then every time I will try to reach the things that are far from me. Even in sport-wise, I tried by all means to try to do those sport things that more people they are doing, especially with the able bodies, to try to see if I can't do those things. I can't do those exercises. So a lot of things, because I remember when I was still also young, my parents both were doing the handwork. They were good in handwork, knitting, sewing, embroidery. So when they are not around, I will steal their thing and try to do embroidery and the knitting and everything. So every time when I don't reach, I always try by all means to put my nose in there. Even if it's outside when my brothers and sisters are there, we play, then a few minutes they go outside the gate, I will make sure that I will reach outside the gate. Wheelchair or no wheelchair, I will reach outside the gate. If it's a downstairs, I will go down the stairs. It doesn't matter how. I will rather crawl down the stairs. I will rather crawl up the stairs to make sure that I can reach everything. So slowly to do those things, I did manage to do a lot of things. Then it's where I noticed that if you did think of something, try hard to do it. Try to do it and fail and do it again. Because when you're a person, you do fall. Now the problem is one. After you fail, how do you wake up? You sit down, you wait for the people to come and wake you. Or what are you doing? Do you try? Or because they don't have to come there and lift you up. So also those things, I learned that if I ask for a help, I must also meet those people halfway. Then I noticed that by doing that, you do a work easier for you and for the other people. Next time when you ask for help from the people, it's easy for them to help you, because they also see that you are helping them. As the people, you also ask God for many things, for him to do a lot of things for us. Then the other thing, how do you do the thing you ask from God? Do you want God to do that for you, or do you want God to help you to do that, to get work? Because if you want God to give you work and yet you don't wake up and go outside and ask for work, you will never bring the work to you. You have to go out there. Any help you need, you go out there to people, you cry for help, and the people, they do help you. They don't do the things for you. So from there, anything I do slowly, I manage to reach somewhere. Then I notice you dream something and you do it. And you do it and you will win it. Because even at school, if you fail, you go again, you try your best, you win.
You're so right. And if you don't try, you don't have a hope in being able to achieve something. It's putting that first thought, yes, that first action into motion.
Yes.
Now, Zanele, recently you've just been in Brazil, Rio, where you were selected as the flag bearer for Team South Africa for the 2016 Paralympic Games, which again is another extremely impressive accomplishment. And that leads me on to my next question. What's next for you? What are your plans for the future? And are there any specific things that you want to accomplish?
I will say My mind is still on sports. I still would love to carry on with sports, because on the other side, I think on my mind, I have this thing that the other people, when they see something, it's how they get inspired to do something. So I hope by doing this, I'm doing for me because I love it. So I hope the other people will learn that if they want to do something, they focus on that. They do that with all their love, because I'm doing sport because I love it. It's not that I'm doing it because people are admiring, Zanelle, you can do this, you have to do it. Nobody say I have to do it. Nobody is pushing me to do it. I push myself to do it. The people are just helping me to reach the goals I wish to reach.
And while staying with that aspect of goals, and I found this a very inspirational conversation, you've spoken about people who have helped you, you've spoken about the belief in yourself. One of the questions that I ask all my guests on this program is about the things or factors that have contributed to their success. Some people speak about hard work, others talk about perseverance, some speak about their family, whether it's their mothers or grandmothers. What would you say have been some of the key drivers in your success?
For me, it's my family. My family do really support me, because anything I do with love, and I work hard for that. So the people who are helping me, it's the people who help me to do what I love. Those people, they are there to help me, not there to do it for me. So I try by all means, when there is somebody who is helping me, to work more harder. Anyway, for instance, in 2000, I was coaching myself to reach Sydney. Now I've got a coach. So there is also a big difference. Physio side, sport side, the doctors, you know. So they are helping me. By helping me, it's easier also for me to push myself forward, to work hard to reach where I want to reach, because at the end of the day, it's about me. It's not about the coach. The coach is there to help me, because if I also not work with the coach, I won't have the coach. So if somebody is helping, I try by all means to also help that person to make the work more easier.
It's give and take from both sides, and what you give out, you gain. And I know that from a coaching point of view, when your students are rewarding you with their achievements, that's thanks enough. Now, Zanelle, could you share with us some of the pivotal moments, important moments, or special moments when you were growing up?
When I grew up, I grew like all other children. My family was not a rich family. So my parents were really struggling to take us to school, but they did do their best for us as the children to go to school till I got sick. Even then, I was also not at home. I was at school full time. They didn't treat me like... they didn't treat me special. They didn't... Nothing changed them to not treat me like all the children in the house. I was also not special in the house. I was like all the others. I was doing every work I was used to do in the house, doing the wash. Anything I can manage to do, I was doing in the house. So for me to reach the school to do sport, they were also supportive. As long I'm doing something, as long I'm I'm like all the other children. They wanted me, even I'm at home, to be out there with the other children, to play with the other children. They never have something that I must stay indoors or I must stay in the yard, because now my life did change. So there was nothing change. I did do everything like all the other children. Even if I have to get a hiding, I get a hiding like all the other children. And then they motivate me, they encourage me to do sport, to carry on with sport. Even now, my sister, she's always there for me, and my brothers, they are there for me to encourage me to anything I do. I must do it. They're there for me, although my parents, I don't have the parents anymore, but they're still there supporting me.
So family has been an important aspect of your life from a point of view of stability, encouragement, and normalizing everything. Now, lastly, Zanele, we are unfortunately coming to the end of our show. Could you please share with us a few words of wisdom which you would like to pass on to all the young girls in the continent that are listening to us?
Lastly, I would like to say that, especially to the parents, it doesn't matter which side able or not. If as a parent, we start now to be there for our children, to take them to the place they can get a time to play, to do something when they're still growing. Sometimes I understand the more of the people who are outside towns, who are in the rural areas, we struggle to get all these type of the places that have got the children are playing the different activities. It doesn't matter. There are the things that the children are doing. You take your child there so that your child must learn something, to do something, because that will help the child in future. There are a lot of children who are running around in towns. They've got nothing to do. We also encouraging the children, because we are sending them to buy the beers, the drugs, the all those things. So if we can keep the children out, to send the children to buy those type of the things, we will make our children to grow. To help also the children with the disabilities, that they can be put them involved to the other children, to get used to the other children, to do something for themselves. They can go far. The problem, we as the parents, we don't care about our children. We don't think that as a person you can build the nation. And also, as the parents, you don't think that the next day you can become a disability person through the accident, through the drugs and everything. Those things you can't change when you are already had a disability. You say, now I want to do this. If we try those small things now, it's easier when you have got a child like that, a disability also, that it's not the end of the life, because some of the people, once they get a disability, even when they are older, they do kill themselves. So when you have got a disability, there is life. In anything you have got, there is life. And also, as long as you also take the advice from the other people, or also get the help.
Thank you very much. I think that's really important, that parents start to take responsibility to build the next generation of the nation and to encourage their children to embrace sport and good citizenship, to participate meaningfully in their lives in the future. Thank you very much for joining us, Zanele. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you on our show, and we wish you every success in the next journey or leg of your sporting career.
Thank you.
You have been listening to Womanity, Woman in Unity on Channel Africa, the voice of the African Renaissance, and we have been talking to multi-gold medalist Paralympian Miss Zanele Situ.